Greetings! You're tuned into We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 234. This show is part of We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. Find our official site at weownthistown.net or follow us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook to get updates about all the latest episodes from every show across the network. If you don't follow us on Facebook, that's fine. We all know Facebook is garbage. You can also shoot us a DM on Instagram or Twitter if you want to get in contact, or just send me an email, michael@weownthistown.net. I'll get it. If you haven't been watching the site, you may have missed out on a bunch of new episodes. Liquid Gold, our podcast that covers all things beverage, recently talked to Darcy O'Neill, a chemist who got very enamored with the idea of reviving old soda fountain products like acid phosphate and lactarts, and ended up starting his own production line. Really fascinating stuff, all about how this guy went from the chemistry lab to making bar items that were 100 years old. Amazing. We've also posted new episodes from The Hills Are Alive, a podcast about movie musicals, and This Is The Place, our podcast all about the growing and shrinking restaurant scene in Nashville. You can find those on weownthistown.net. Oh, and one more bit of housekeeping. When you head over to weownthistown.net, be sure to sign up for our mailing list. I'm going to be sending out weekly blasts about every show we release, along with extra promotional goodies. I understand no one really wants more email, but keeping up with social networks is a pain. I don't expect you to look at We Own This Town Instagram every day. This is the most painless way to get you some quality goods delivered to you every week. You know, we don't currently have advertisements here on We Own This Town, so we got a little leeway to shout out some of our other shows and push you to go check them out. The email list is a good way to do that. That said, if you are the kind of person that wants to advertise on a podcast, boy, do I have an opportunity for you. Hit me up. Anyway, let's talk about this show, We Own This Town Music. If this is your first time here, this is a show where we play a variety of music from a wide range of genres that all emanate from the Nashville area. When most folks think of Nashville, they think about pop country or music row or singer-songwriters in the round, but as this episode and the 233 preceding it have proven, we've got a lot more to offer than that. A whole lot. So, with that said, let's get into some music. I'm really happy with this week's offering. We're going to play two songs in a row, a little babbling for me, and then rinse and repeat. Let's start it off with some real bangers from Total Wife and the Grip Sweats. We'll be right back. that set, you heard Total Wife with Hypoxia off their January 2021 full-length album, To Make Sound. I gotta tell you, I had not heard of this band before stumbling across them on Bandcamp the other day, and I was immediately smitten. This is 14 tracks on the album that require your attention immediately. Click through in the episode description to hear the full record, please. It is 100% up my alley. Could not endorse it more. So good. After that was the Grip Sweats with a new single called This City featuring Oliver James. I'll be honest, I'm always a little shaky on if the Grip Sweats are a Nashville-based band or not because their label, Coal Mine Records, seems to be based out of Ohio. However, using my intense powers of context clues, I feel pretty confident that my inclusion here on the show is legit. If you don't know the Grip Sweats, go click through to hear more of their previous singles. Perfectly grimy R&B tracks. Love it. All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit, but we're going to stay in the total bangers department with brand new Houston Kendrick and possibly familiar Lewis Prince.
Baby, like, why your head down? We can't get you to look up. Always on your phone, baby, pick you a book up. Instead of running around with them, baby, can't you call your friends? Mom and dad, we never said that we was perfect. Hell no. But the school of life, it got us feeling worthless. Really wish we got the chance to dress rehearse this. Could you at least let us decide what is our purpose? Look at us now, look at us now. Kept it for cloud, it ain't allowed. Real is to love, it always loud. We don't get lost up in the crowd. Every day we coolin', you won't be moolin'. Wake up with new bruises, that's just how we do it. Living like we wanna, that don't make us foolish. Then they go and make no shit for us to ruin. Look at us now, look at us now. Young rich niggas in them doily fashions, destined to become high courtly has-beens. Self-perpetuation of a neuter generation, trying to unlearn the myth of a determined destination. What is a nigga to do? Rewrite a couple of rules. Break shit with the crew. Benjamin, that's what we use. Make a mess of dreams we pursue. The beauty and the mess that we choose. Look at us now, look at us now. Kept it for cloud, it ain't allowed. We don't get lost up in the crowd. Every day we coolin', you won't be moolin'. Wake up with new bruises, that's just how we do it. Living like we wanna, that don't make us foolish. Then they go and make no shit for us to ruin. Look at us now, look at us now. Kept it for cloud, it ain't allowed. Real is to love, it always loud. We don't get lost up in the crowd.
While your head down, we can't get you to look up.
Always on your phone, baby, pick you a book up.
Instead of running around with them baby kids you call your friends.
Bye.
that was Houston Kendrick at the top with Look at Us, the first single from the forthcoming album Small Infinity. That full record is due out on April 23rd, and I gotta tell you, the promo materials that have been released so far look incredible. Do yourself a favor right now, pull up your web browser on whatever mobile device or laptop or desktop computer you're using, go to HoustonKendrick.com right now and watch the 15-second promo video that's there. It is so simple, but it's high art. I can't overstate how excited I am for this. I'm not 100% sure, but I think COVID really squashed Kendrick's plans for releasing more in 2020, but it looks like 2021 is going to be a banner year. Be sure to follow Kendrick on Instagram so you don't miss out on any of the announcements about new singles, new promo videos, all of the things that are going to encompass Small Infinity as it leads up to the April 23rd release. After that, we heard Lewis Prince with The Number 13, a track I believe I've played on the show before. That comes from the album entitled 13 that was released back in March of 2020. Hell of a time to be releasing an album. It's kind of unfortunate that that might have gotten overlooked because it is an absolutely stellar record. If you're a fan of Luke Temple or Here We Go Magic, it is 100% up your alley. I included this song again on the show because I saw on Instagram recently that Prince is releasing a video for this song today, Tuesday, January 26th, and it's in partnership with Weak Coffee, a new coffee shop over on Gallatin Road. Kind of a triple threat there. Great song, new video, and local coffee promo. Win, win, win. Prince's Instagram is linked in the episode details, so click through on that to get through to the new video that should have dropped by the time you're listening to this. And then go listen to the whole record because you absolutely need to hear it. All right, back to the music. Let's hear two new-to-me tracks from Shadow Boy and Teddy Rose.
Time is of the essence. Yeah, yeah. I got a chalice full of chances, yet I'm asking for some seconds. Yeah, yeah. Now hear me out, I think the crown will look like vine in my possession. Always been a poet full of promise for paupers and the peasants. Every curse is unforgivable, a word can be a weapon. So when you speak upon my name, make sure you use a little reverence. While facing these facades, while we're just searching for acceptance. Nobody learned to love young Frizzle, but my realness was never questioned. Yeah. I just text my ex and I said, baby, who the man now? I put in the work cause that's the only way to stand proud. I'm Bruce Wayne, a Tony Stark, the competition don't want it, but know that they can get it any day just like a handout. Yeah, what you know about sweating in the wintertime? How familiar are you when it comes to fretting on the finish line? I get a quick thought at work and then I pin it down. I make the mullet face the music, it's our business now. Yeah. They aren't coming close to what I wrote. Dancing in the rain, miss stepping made a puddle smoke. I make music for the mutants, yes, the magic and the muggle folk. This is just me stretching, homie. Outta if you wanna tussle, though. I always record myself, I'm just learning to arrange it. Knowledge is power for most people, but with me it's simply dangerous. I'm still shouting out the same knuckles and brothers that I came with. I ain't worried about the future, cause Frankie finna be famous. Just a matter of time. Yo, matter of time. So baby, who the baddest guy? Alcohol in the attic. Thank you.
It's the risk over reward, is you built for it? I gotta leave you in the past if you ain't moving forward. Fuck the chain of command, we off the shackles. Protect the franchise on guard like left tackles. Living in the new age, people still gullible, like asking for the Kool-Aid at a Jim Jones cap. How we fighting for our freedom still? We got black billionaires, still never seen a nigga on the dollar bill. And we probably won't and never will, long as we can cop the horse in the middle of the steering wheel. Well, fuck it, that's how some niggas feel. Cops won't even serve because they train to kill. How you supposed to feel when you don't even know if you gon' make it through the day? Paranoia telling me I gotta make a way.
I just gotta make a way.
Yeah, I just gotta go for it. That's the risk over reward, yeah. Celebrate the wins, don't you harp on the loss. Elevate your people no matter the cost. Fuck how they feel, gotta show them who boss. I'm just going up to get it, I feel like a moss. Cause I was built different. Cause you was built different, yeah. It's the risk over reward.
Risk of reward. Pain is a virtue if you getting what's yours. Music gets me a more, I'm speaking all I endure. Trying to be self-employed, trying to get to the millions. Bullshit get ignored, I bet it all on nine. I went big, homie. I went broke, homie. But gained hope, homie. And gave some to my own homies. And I don't need none back on loan, homies. Yeah, walk in a nigga's shoes, yeah. And you can see all the reasons that a nigga do, yeah. What a nigga do, okay. I ain't got shit to lose. Came in this bitch with nothing. Word to trap for me is true. It's a steep fall gambling, but sitting still is more damaging. If you lose, you gotta bet again. Long as you betting on yourself, you destined to win. Nothing wrong with a loss, let the lesson begin. Yeah. Celebrate the wins, don't you harp on the loss. Elevate your people no matter the cost. Fuck how they feel, gotta show them who boss. I'm just going up to get it, I feel like a moss. Yeah, cause I was built different.
Fuck how yeah. They feel, gotta show them you boss.
Cause you was built different, yeah. It's the risk over reward.
So I elevated to the stairs, now we escalate. Over anxious, got me meditating. Got me fighting demons, I'm demonstrating. Like impatience, gauging how they gauging me. If it's gossip, stop engaging me. I don't know why they gon' play with me. Watch your tone and what you say to me.
Never been the one to run from it. How you know the grind, you ain't come from it. I'm a step above, you don't know nothing. I can't have it all, you know nothing.
Why they keep discussing, we got tunnel vision. Nothing friendly about it, we just on a mission. Got the haters pissy, now they go against me. Hope you came with God, cause you came with it.
I ain't looking for acceptance, nah. I ain't worried about the metrics, nah.
I just came to play my part, gotta leave a mark. Love a few helps, he says nothing new. Just some new ears with some new eyes. Bringing new lies, now with new guys. These are big pants for the big guys. Not your size, I realize. Ain't no hoe in me, had to leave the past. It was holding me, I need it now. Ain't no O in me, I'm a grown man. No controlling me,
we here right now. Where we supposed to be?
Ain't no thinking you exposing me. 24/7, no closing me. And that's everything in me.
It's in 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 everything in me.
Yeah.
Elevate on everything. Everything. It's in everything in me.
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 Yeah.
Elevate on.
You just heard Shadow Boy with Matter of Time from the EP A Little Too Real, emphasis on two, all caps, a release I found while just browsing around on Bandcamp. I have said it before, and I'm sure I will say it again endlessly. If you're a musician, get your music up on Bandcamp. The discovery mechanisms are great, and I actually paid for this music. It was a no-brainer. The whole EP is worth checking out, and I'm looking forward to whatever next notification is I get from Shadow Boy about a new release. After that was the Teddy Rose track, Risk Over Reward / Panoramic Soul, featuring Quez Cantrell off of the album Panoramic Soul. There's a great video that accompanies that track featuring both Rose and Cantrell. Definitely check that out. I'd also recommend hitting up Rose's Instagram for this fascinating backstory about putting together his previous two albums while he was running a truck route from Tennessee to Texas and back. He talks about being constantly on the move, but always writing despite the super long days, and then getting picked up at various studios along the way to record the album in various 8-hour sessions. I know a lot of folks work their asses off to put together an album, but Rose's story is some next level grit and grind, as he puts it. Fantastic stuff. Love that hustle. Great stuff. Be sure to check out the full record. It's a nice and lengthy one. Well worth your time. Linked in the episode description. Next up, a blast of beats from Chino M. Dallas and a superbly chilled out track from Young Mush. Top of that set was Chino M. Dollars with Altercation on Aisle 4, one of my favorite track titles I've heard in recent months. That's from the In the Gym release. Pretty sure that came out in October of 2020, and I've been trying to squeeze in a track from it ever since. Tons of great music from Dollars coming out regularly. Lots of collaboration and production work with other artists. Definitely worth following along. Please go hit up his social that's linked in the episode description and give him a follow. Like, constant barrage of new stuff coming out from him. It's really impressive. After that was Young Mush with Pleasure off of the release Some Demos, a great EP with a bit of lo-fi production, but obviously completely danceable. I have to assume that those songs are actual demos with the title Some Demos, but damn, they feel fully fleshed out to me. Give that a full listen. Absolute pleasure. Really a gem just waiting to be unearthed right there. All right, let's switch gears again and hear a bit of indie rock. One from Pink Callies, one from Mount Vice.
Time when I was down the street, well, I could hear the-
Nice little blast there, huh? Top of that set was Pink Callies with the song Do What You Want, But Don't Do It Here from their new self-titled album. Came out in January of 2021. If that track felt a tiny twinge of familiar, that's because it's a new project from Grayton Greene, who also fronts the band Date Night that we played on the show a number of times before. I haven't dug into the album fully yet, but much like that Total Wife song we played to start the episode, I was immediately smitten upon hearing that first song. I cannot wait to dive in more and suggest you do the same. I haven't even heard the whole thing, but I'm fully endorsing that you listen to the whole thing along with me. We'll both learn to love it, and it's not going to be hard. After that was Mount Vice, which I inexplicably want to call MT Vice. The way it's spelled is uppercase M, uppercase T, Vice. I assume it's Mount Vice, like a mountain, but maybe it's MT Vice, like a police reference. It's hard for me to know, and I'm just flying blind here. Will I include this weird little rant in the episode? Probably. Should I? Probably not. All right, that was the song It'd Be Nice off of their split single that also features the track Feeling Down. I could have picked either one and felt just as good about playing it on the show. I just think both these songs are great, and I'm really excited to learn more about this band. They seem to be a duo that was transplanted here from Tallahassee. Very new to me, but loving what I'm hearing. Really looking forward to hearing more of it and putting these two songs into a regular rotation. And now we're going to close out the show with two instrumental tracks with two very different vibes. First up is a meditative one from Belly Full of Stars, followed by a somewhat chaotic one from Laundry. Thank you. Welcome back. Top of that final block was Belly Full of Stars with Pattern 4 off of the brand new release Aura, out now on Triplicate Records. Really beautiful compositions there from Kim Ruger, all led by some fantastic piano work and just the right amount of repetition. I think I've said this way too many times this episode, but that full release is incredible. Every time I play something on this show that has a larger body of work associated with it, I can't help myself from telling you to go listen to more of it. because it really is that good. All of this stuff is super good. Aura has 6 different tracks, pattern 1 through pattern 6. They're all in that same vein of being light and airy and meditative, and they're all beautiful, and you really should just treat yourself to it. And we closed with Laundry's track Out of Water off of their new EP, Duck Dive. They call it a floating rhythm odyssey. It's kind of a bit jarring at the top there, but it really settles into something pretty mesmerizing. That's probably the closest I get to enjoying a drum circle, but dare I say it? I'm okay with that. Drum circles. Who knew? Okay, that's our episode. Thank you so much for listening. Find us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook for updates about all the new episodes from all of our We Own This Town shows. Visit our site at weownthistown.net. Sign that mailing list. You'll get updates in your inbox, so you can just know about everything all the time. You can send me an email if you want, michael@weownthistown.net. Many thanks to Upright T-Rex Music for the music playing underneath me right now. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Take care. Keep wearing a mask. Watch the vaccine news. Just keep an eye on it. I'll talk at you soon. Bye.